as you would have heard over the last couple of weeks, the situation with regards to the residents of Skellig Star International Protection Application Service, of course, the IPAS Centre in Carrasaveen, they've been told they have to leave. Many of them have left. A number of them have been informed, though, that they're allowed to stay, particularly those who are trained to be healthcare assistants. And one of them is Ellen Otomaya, who is a training to be healthcare assistant and works at Valencia Hospital. I spoke to her shortly before coming on air this morning and I asked her about her own situation. But first, what it's been like over the last couple of weeks since they got the news that they have to vacate, many of them from different parts of the country.
Yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking. So we were all sad, but we don't have a choice but to go.
You've no other option, really, when the news came through that to saying that you are being moved. So has it been very difficult to say goodbye to people who have left the centre that you would have known?
Yes. Because they move everybody to different direction. Like some people went to Killarney, Dublin, Cork, and to Sligo as well. So.
Yeah, Sligo, that's a long way away from Carrasaveen. Okay, can you tell me a bit about your own situation then with regards to being allowed to stay?
Yeah, they asked us to stay till after our graduation. So Then after our graduation, then they will also move us to our different destination. Yeah.
Okay, and graduation, you're studying to be a healthcare assistant, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, and what has that been like?
Yeah, it has been an amazing journey and I'm enjoying every bit of it and I'm so happy.
And you're working in Valencia Hospital?
Yes. And we have tea on the 21st of May.
Okay, 21st of May is when you'll be graduating. And do you know where you're going to be moved in?
Yeah, I will be moving to Sligo.
And do you know anything about Sligo or anything about where you'll be going to?
No, I have no idea. And after my graduation, I also have my job. Okay. So yeah. I will not want to quit my job just like that. So then I have to stay back, but I have to move out of the IPAS accommodation.
Okay. So if you move from the IPAS accommodation, if you find somewhere to live locally, you can keep your job and keep working here.
Yes.
Okay. And are you hopeful that will happen?
Yes. My manager, thanks to her, Stephanie, she gave me a place now to be staying.
Oh, okay. So you're not going to have to go to Sligo, in other words, because you have a job and you're able to work.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. You must be really happy with that.
Very, very happy. Yeah. Because I wasn't even expecting it.
Yeah. You thought that this is it. I'm going to have to leave. Okay. And Ellen, what has it been like to say goodbye to so many people that you would have known over the years?
Yeah, it's sad. It's very, very sad.
Yeah. And was there an acceptance that, look, this is just the system and the way it works, that you're looking for financial protection?
I have no idea. I have no idea how the system works. But whatsoever it is to me, I would say I am grateful. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm very, very grateful. Because when we came, they gave us this apartment. Though it is not it's not the best situation now, but it could have been worse. Okay. So when we came, they didn't allow us to stay on the street. So they gave us, IPAS gave us this accommodation to stay. And to me, I don't know about others, I am very, very grateful. Okay. Even if my IPAS accommodation ends here, I am still grateful.
Yeah. You really appreciate the opportunity you've been given.
Yes,
Training to be a healthcare assistant, what has that been like or how did that start? What's that experience been like for you?
Very good experience. It's an amazing experience. Yeah.
And have you had lots of help from people locally?
Yes. Very, very. Yeah. Like my teacher, Maura, she has been very patient. She has really helped me a lot. And thanks to Deidre as well, the director of TB College. And I am so grateful to her because she really helped us during all this process. So she made sure that we stayed for our exam because we are doing our exam this week, our
Okay.
last exam, yes. And next week is our graduation. So she made sure that we stayed. I don't know how she did it, but we are staying now. And I am so happy and I'm grateful. And I want to say thank you, Deidre. And I also want to say thank you, APAS, for listening as well. Okay, because they are
Okay.
allowing us to stay now. And I also want to use this opportunity to take a moment to thank every single person that stood by us, even the community. They all came out to protest for us to stay. It's an amazing. I trust me, I never expected it.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
going to ask you that, Ellen, that what the reaction has been like since the news came that you had to leave. A lot of
Yeah,
people supported you.
the community, they came out to protest. It's not even us that is even doing the protest. It's the community that is now protesting for us. I'm so shocked and overwhelmed because I never expected it. The reaction of the people saying, leave our neighbors, I never thought of it. So, and I am so happy about this that, trust me, we are loved. And I'm happy about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're looking forward to the future, the job, and working as a healthcare assistant in Kerry.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, Ellen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to us. I'm happy it's worked out and you'll be working in it because it is an area I know that's in great need in terms of employment and in terms of the people there. Have you had a reaction from the patients in the hospital to the news?
I don't know. I didn't say anything to the patient, but my staff are all aware of it, and they were really rooting out for me as well to be able to stay.
Okay,
And
I bet
thanks
they're
to
very
all
happy.
of them. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. And then listen, thanks very much for taking the time to talk to me in the program this
Thank you
morning.
too. Thank you too. Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's Ellen Atwagoma there, who is trained to be healthcare assistant, gets to stay until the 21st of May and will stay with her job then after that. 150 or so people moved, 159 people moved from the IPAS Centre in Skelligstar last week, but six of them remaining while they continue their training and their work.